Radio 1310 The Ticket is your home for SMU football, Mustangs and Red Raiders, Saturday at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
5:15 is the time. This is Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line. We see where the longest home run in the history of U.S. Cellular Field in Chicago was hit today. Over 600 feet by Joe Borchard.
You're kidding me.
No.
Wow.
It is time now, as we work our way toward Ranch Report time with Mickey Spagnuolo, for us to get into the MTV Video Music Awards last night. Now, let me just issue a very slight positioning statement. I watched the first few minutes of this. Then they got into the first number. I saw that it was going to be all rap, and I was out of there.
Boy, it wasn't a minute too soon either.
If you don't like rap, you can't listen to music these days.
Well, one thing I didn't like about the first number was that every other word had to be bleeped out or whited out.
It was absolute. And I look forward to the MTV Video Music Awards almost more than any other award show, because people are loaded and it's just fun. MTV does a really good job putting the thing on. But this was a total catastrophe.
You didn't like
it? Yeah, and MTV also does a very
awful.
MTV also does a very good job of making you think that things might just really get crazy and over the top and everything.
It was the most uncrazy, over the top show in the history of award shows. And that
you didn't like it.
Why?
Because you always like these type of things.
I mean,
you are a sucker for the award show.
Yeah, I know. And I always like this one. I think it's always really funny. They'll have funny hosts. They'll do some crazy stuff. And, you know, you don't know what's going to happen at these things. Well, there was nothing at all that was interesting.
I watch one nowadays.
Oscars?
That's it. No more.
Well, they really fell prey.
What's wrong with them?
You know what? The Grammys have been pretty decent the last couple of years.
Because I don't like rap music.
And if you don't, the Grammys haven't been all rap.
No. But MTV is rap. And then there's no question about it.
I'll tell you, I'm outvoted. I mean, people like that, so, you know, more power to them. I mean, that's what the popular music is nowadays, and that's what everybody likes. So, you know, I'm outvoted. I mean, I'm the minority.
I hear you. Hey.
It's me.
I'll just play my petty CDs and just sit there and get the tassels going with blonde hair and fake teeth and sparklers, and it'll all be good,
that's
man.
What I'll do, I'll just sit around just waiting and praying for a classic country station. That's never going to happen.
All right, there was one moment that was amusing. One, and it wasn't intended to be. It was supposed to be this really soulful, emotional moment that everyone was supposed to be sucked into. But it turned out to be the biggest joke of the entire evening, because there was a guy up there rapping. And actually, a couple of the guys they had up there weren't bad. This guy named Kanye West, and Kevin, you can help me out if you're in there. He's pretty good.
Hey, there's a number of those rappers that are pretty good.
Is that his name?
I don't like
it. It's Kanye West. He's very good. He's very soulful. That's a CD that I gave to Bob earlier this year, and Bob's just fallen in love with
that guy's really talented. Like, you know, when you see Eminem and you know he's got something that the other guys don't, this guy's really good. So he's He's doing this song. I don't know what the hell's the song called, but I'm kind of interested.
Jesus Walks.
Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Is that the name of the song?
Oh gosh,
I don't know.
Uh oh.
We'll listen to a little bit of it.
Okay.
But it stops, okay, and then there's this big buildup because there's someone who's going to come in and help him in the middle part of this song, and then this Bavarian land horse comes trotting out.
What?
In the form of a giant black lady. I mean, this woman.
A Bavarian land horse. Aren't most horses land?
This
right?
woman,
unless they were sea,
was huge. I'm thinking, who is this cow?
Big
Aretha,
lady.
Right?
No,
always Aretha.
I immediately went to Aretha, but it wasn't
Queen
so.
Latifah.
And then I was like, holy crap, could there be anyone more out of key than this human singing? And it took till the end of the song before I figured out who it was. So let's listen to Kanye West interrupted by this big, fat lady. And you tell me if you think this sounds good, the lady.
Sophomore 3 years, they picked the career. She like, man, I'll just stay down her, but you win.
And I'm into this song. I'm going, yeah, man. Come on.
She's so precious with the peer pressure. Couldn't afford a car, so she made a daughter a nation. Hair so long that it looked like weed. She cut it all off that she looked like Eve. She's dealing with some issues that you can't believe. She's a black female and she's
real clean cut guy. Looks good, you know. I'm thinking, this guy's good. Now, here's the middle part.
The Bavarian land horse for the
yes.
Line. Might be able to sing better than that.
She is fat and
flat.
Hang on,
flat. Danny.
Whoa, okay. Wow.
So I'm waiting like, and then they kick back into this. And listen, it's good.
Somebody order
that guy's kick ass. But I got to sit through the song to hear who that was. So at the end, you bring it down. And at the end, he's like, y'all, everybody give it up for Chaka Khan.
Wow. Chaka Khan.
She has put on 400 pounds. It was absolutely, that was Chaka Khan, who I used to think was sexy in the 80s.
Yeah,
the great singer of Rufus.
Good God, is she huge. And did that not sound terrible?
She did that. Remember when she did that? Didn't she do a duet with Elton John? No, that's Kiki D.
Yeah.
Let's take this. Let's go ahead and let's just forget everything I said.
Oops.
Kiki D, Chaka Khan.
Close.
Honest mistake.
That started out as All Fall Down, and then it morphed into Through the Wire. That particular song on the CD, he did with his jaw wired shut. He was in a wreck, and he did the song with his jaw wired shut. And it's a great song, too.
Yeah, well, he's good.
I wish somebody wired her jaw shut.
Yeah, and her, yeah, keep her mouth shut, too.
Well, that way she couldn't sing or eat.
Right. All right, let's skip the... Now, Dave Chappelle, I thought, was supposed to host this thing. He was on it for two segments, and Dave Chappelle, the It comic, was the most unfunny human...
The what?
He's it.
He's like
the man right now.
He's the bomb.
He is. And he is funny. I think Dave Chappelle is really, really funny. But he got up there and just tanked. We have some audio, but I don't even want to play it. It's so unfunny. It was to prove how unfunny it was, but I don't want it. To me, there were a couple of big moments that interested me. And Nelly got up there with Christina Aguilera. And damn it, if they didn't have the best song of the entire night.
Is he the one that diddles with young girls?
No,
that's R. Kelly.
Okay.
Tell me if you think this song has any merit whatsoever. I may just be grasping at straws because I thought the whole show sucks so bad. But tell me if you think this has anything. Christina Aguilera and Nelly.
How'd she look?
Good. And she's got a good voice.
Is this Superfly?
No.
Sure sounded like it, didn't it?
Not bad.
It's
basically Superfly.
Yeah.
But didn't he have the performance at one of these award shows? And it might have been the VMAs.
Kind of like a cross between Superfly and Busting Out.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Busting Loose.
Go ahead, Kevin.
What was that, Kevin?
Didn't he have the performance at one of these award shows with Roy Williams' fiancée?
Kelly Rowland?
Kelly Rowland.
Yeah. And
Roy?
It was awful.
Yeah, they had a. Didn't they have a song together?
They might have. She was good, but he was awful on that award show. But he wasn't bad there.
So the big guy that everyone, let's see, who was it that announced, that introduced him? Will Smith came out and gave this huge build-up for this special guest of the awards. I mean, it was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out to be Shaq. An out-trot Shaq.
Now, I saw the clips of this.
How good does he look?
He doesn't look like the same guy.
I mean, and this has been, what, 3 months since the NBA Finals? 2.5 months?
Look out, NBA.
He looks awesome.
Ryan, have you seen the clip of this?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
What area of the country did he move to? South Beach. Looks like he's been on the South Beach diet. I thought he was Karl Malone.
He's wearing this white...
You know what? He did look like Karl Malone.
He really did.
This white suit with the sleeves cut out, you know? And his arms are huge. I bet you he's lost 35 pounds. He looks really lean and mean.
35? That's like one nut.
I don't know.
Like one trip to the bathroom.
When he craps Mugsy Bogues.
His Earl Boykin's dingus.
And another thing that drove me nuts were the whole political stance. You know, there was no, hey, vote for John Kerry, vote for George Bush. It was just vote. Trying to get the kids to go register to vote, which was just, you know, a beating. But they had the Bush twins and the Kerry daughters come out. The Kerry daughters were actually there. The Bush twins were at the GOP convention in New York. And the Kerry daughters, I guess he has a couple of different... Does he have kids with Teresa, too?
I don't know.
Well, these kids are old. They're, you know, 20s, 30s, something like that. They look just like him. That long mule head.
One of them's not bad.
They look exactly
they look like
Bavarian land horses, yes. Now, they're not fat. They're just... They got the long, skinny face.
How are the Bush twins looking?
Not bad. They're not bad at all.
What's that blonde?
Jenna and Laura.
Yeah, Jenna and Barbara,
yeah. They weren't
bad. The blonde? I mean, she looks pretty good right now, but I think she's got a lot of FP.
She'll watch that. She's a president's kid.
Doesn't matter.
Trainers and stuff.
Doesn't matter.
Get rid of that. They're going to get rid of that in a heartbeat.
I'm just telling you, she's got FP.
Alicia Keys got up there and did her thing. She's pretty talented. And I told my wife, as soon as she got up on the piano and they announced there was a special guest coming up, I knew who it was. And this is who it was.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. So she's singing, or she's up there, Lenny Kravitz is playing guitar.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and Stevie's doing this. So this was cool. Turn it up.
How was Lenny looking? Is he all Lenny down?
Oh, yeah.
That had to be about as good as the thing got.
It was. It was cool. Lenny sang a verse here at the end.
God, I've always loved this song.
Yeah, Higher Ground's great.
Lenny sang a verse?
Yeah.
Did he go, yeah? That's all he's got.
And he was wearing, like, leather pants, no shirt, but he had, like, angel's wings.
Snake boots?
Oh, yeah. Total snake boots.
Yeah, he has to put those on to go to 7-Eleven.
You know, he should have just really blown everybody away. Just shown up in, like, some Dockers and a golf shirt.
Yeah.
That'd be so funny.
And then
some nice slag to the golf shirt.
Part his afro and kind of comb it over.
Yeah, and then today, every kid would be dressing like that.
Here's Lenny. All right.
Oh.
And then, near the end of the show, and by the way, they did a horrible job of promoting certain things. like in between commercial, like coming up next, we have blah, blah, blah. Well, that happened like 3 hours later. Like Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton was the last human. They promote her at 7:15. She comes on stage at 9:50.
They always do that.
It was ridiculous. None of the presenters were funny. And they don't write their own stuff. I don't blame them. It was just a really bad
presentation.
It was total failure. But it was cool near the end because not once did they announce that the Polyphonic Spree was going to be there. They never promoted it at all during the commercials. And then here comes Marilyn Manson and Mandy Moore walking down the staircase together. And they start talking about the Polyphonic Spree. They're like, you know, this Mandy Moore says specifically, she goes, you guys have heard less about this band than any band that's going to show up here tonight. None of you know who this band is, but thankfully, a lot of people do, and they're growing and growing. And the Polyphonic Spree got out there. The Dallas band, the 24-piece Dallas band got out there and did their thing, and it was totally bizarre, and there was a lot of question marks above a lot of kids' heads, but I thought it was really cool, and I thought they pulled it off. They were all in robes, red robes, blue robes,
that's
pink robes.
Gags, right?
Oh, yeah. That's what they wear to every single show. Normally, it's white robes. That's what I've seen them in. But they were all colored up, and they busted out this.
The Polyphonic Spree!
24 Dallasites.
Good for them. I'm happy for them that they got to do this. And I know a 24-piece band must be difficult to control, but, I mean, for national TV, don't you think they could have had a better sound man than that?
That was a little weird, but you know what? The bottom line is they were on it. They pulled it off, what they were trying to do.
I remember once upon a time we had a chance to get them on the show.
You think they're too big now?
No, we'll never have them on the show.
I think we will. I honestly think we will. I mean, it just kind of fell into their laps. They have such a big buzz from really big names in the music industry. It's the only reason they got in.
Everybody
likes
them.
No one knows who the hell they are. But they're, like we were saying, Dave Chappelle's the it comic. They're kind of the it band. You know, and by the way, Danny, some of the rock bands that were on there last night, it was Jet, some band called Yellow Card.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Stop it.
How was Jet?
No, they were okay. They sang their... I think they had
like
Maroon 5 or somebody. I don't know, man. A bunch of one-hit wonders what they had out there.
You can't make it rock and roll nowadays. There's no market for it.
No?
It's all rap.
But it was cool seeing the Polyphonic Spree out there. And
well, good for them.
They're going places, I guess.
Good for them. It's a shame they're never going to make any money because they got to split it up 263 ways.
All right, the Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola is on the way.